Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So I think you would...
Hang on, I got to turn on Lindsey Buckingham. I was turning on the wrong thing. You would agree that sometimes good news is hard to find, and that's going to be a little bit of a theme for this segment, but I have some good news to share as we start this hour from Troy Doyle, who is the police chief in Ferguson. We know that Officer Travis Brown was injured severely, what was it, maybe even 4 weeks ago now tonight with the with what happened, the anniversary of Ferguson. So we've been checking every once in a while. Fred's been doing a great job checking with Chief Doyle on Officer Brown, and here is the latest, and this is really good news. I just left the hospital. I'm pleased to report that the last two nights have shown improvement for Travis. We remain hopeful, and the family extends their deepest gratitude to everyone for their prayers and continued support. Additionally, a total of 7 individuals have been arrested in connection with the incident, leading to a total of 32 charges being filed. Each of these individuals faces multiple indictments. Thank you again for your support and concern for Officer Brown and his family. So that is great news.
That's wonderful.
That really, really is good news. We've been waiting that. And that kind of helps me segue into a little segment here with my longtime friend. I won't say old, all right? Because old sounds bad, doesn't it? Longtime friend of
Nobody
many decades.
Nobody getting any younger, my friend.
Dawn Kendrick, who is from the St. Louis area. I always say, and this is accurate, I think, you used to be, this is a long time ago, but you were at Channel 30 before Channel 30 blew up their news department,
correct?
Right?
Correct. We were the last team in there before they closed it down.
But we worked
right
together
after 9/11.
In Columbia, Missouri at KMIZ.
This is correct.
Right. Way back in the 90s. I know. And then you spent, this will kind of, I want you to introduce what you're doing now. But Dawn had very loyal ties to St. Louis. Her father, by the way, her late father was the biggest Mark Reardon Show fan. Judge Kendrick was amazing.
Aww,
and
he really loved the show.
He really was. Well, he's a big KMOX fan, too.
He had it
overall.
On in every room. For you. Every room in the garage so that he didn't miss a word from room to room.
We love that. But you went to Cleveland for really a couple of decades, didn't you?
22 years.
Wow.
It was 22 years, Mark.
Doing TV.
Yeah, at
anchoring
CBS and NBC.
But now you're full-time back here, aren't you?
I'm back here and I run a page called The Good Stuff Family. So what we're doing is good stuff news. Excuse me, there's always a layer of good stuff even under these headlines. You know, I know you guys were talking about Mark Schmitz earlier. We just interviewed him a couple days ago about the fundraiser he's doing tomorrow to build these homes and buy up this land so that veterans can go, in the name of those 13, can go to unplug. That's good stuff in the really crappy stuff.
Well, I want you to give the background here because you started this in Cleveland and you had a feature on your station which was called The Good Stuff, right? And you tried to find these positive stories and get them out to people.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't any fancy pants consultant came in and ordered it or planned it. I didn't really even plan it. I just, on a couple stories about kids, resilient kids, I said, you know what? That's the good stuff. And then the next time I said, I'm filing it to the good stuff file. And people started writing with their own stories. And it really just took off. Even my boss was like, wait, what happened? So people are craving it. And it's not like we used to say in the business, dog and pony show kind of kicker stuff. It's substantial news that brings people together, and it's the stuff that we say God weaves, now watch him work, and together we can, together we will, which was Larry Kendrick's phrase, by the way.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're all about.
So do you have, we're going to get something local, which is pretty cool here in North County, but if you go back to when you were doing this in Cleveland, and you used to share some of these with me, and I should maybe remember, but did you have a favorite, something that really stuck out?
Oh my gosh.
Can you narrow one or not?
Yeah, we did. I remember I jumped out of a plane for the first of two times with this World War II veteran.
You jumped?
I did.
Oh my
gosh.
Well,
not with him. You know, he was a World War II veteran and he wanted to jump. And it was for the anniversary of Normandy. And they said, no, you can't. Like, he was in his 80s. And so he called. He said, come out to this jump site. I'm going to show you how I can do it. And he didn't do it tandem. He did it by himself. And the story within the story is Selma and Howard Greenberg were their names. Okay. In their 80s, she married him at 17 years old. They
adorable.
Were adorable. So in love. I got out of the car and he's all smooching her. Oh, I said, Marty, start rolling. The photographer,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
And we started the story saying, Howard Greenberg did it in World War II. And we showed him jumping out. You know, he's kissing on his wife. Then he's free falling out of this plane with the helmet.
At the age
cam.
Of what?
He was in his 80s, okay. late 80s.
That's because awesome. George Herbert Walker Bush used to do that.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah. He did. And he, you, I'm on the ground with Selma and you hear him bust through the clouds and he's shouting something. I said, what did he say? She said, he's saying, Selma, I love you. He shouts, Selma, I love you. And
oh
she never
gosh.
Takes his eye, her eyes off of him. She just looks, she's talking to me. She said, I love him too. I just wish he would start acting his age. And we ended
wow.
up being still being friends like through all the years. I spoke at his funeral. Selma is now in has dementia. But that's the stories I remember, the people you want to stay so close to.
But wait a second, you didn't, you didn't
really
jump
great.
Out of that plane though.
I did.
You
funny
eventually
you would
you
say,
did?
This is a hilarious Larry Kendrick story, okay. actually. Yeah, yeah. So the tandem guy there said, you know how you could experience what he's talking about? Why don't you just jump? I said, oh, no. I got booed down off the high dive at Coke Park in Florissant.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't get up there and didn't want to jump. And then I thought, well, why wouldn't I? This is Action News was the name of the station. You know, that was our brand. And so I did the stand up saying, this is Action News. I'm going to go for it. And then I thought, what am I doing? So it was a tandem jump,
okay.
but I called my dad before and he was in his chambers, you know,
right, sure.
courthouse. And the reception was so bad. It's way out, way, way out in the woods. And how long ago this was. The cell phones weren't great then. And I said, Dad, I'm jumping out of a plane with this Irish guy named Finn. And there's a pause and he goes, what? The plane with a fin? I said, no, I'm going to jump out of the plane with this Irish guy named Finn. And there's a pause and he goes, what's wrong with the plane?
Oh, that is hilarious.
Which is my motto now. Like
oh
I said, never
gosh.
Again. And
oh
I did do it
gosh.
One more time.
That's great. You just scared the crap out of your dad. He thinks you're
going
to jump because a plane is crashing.
He said, Pumpkin, call me as soon as you're done. Well, I tried. No, couldn't get through.
So he thought you went splat.
Wait, I have a question about this. Just because when people call and say, oh, you can do it, the tandem thing, did he have to push you out of the plane? My fear is getting up there.
Yeah, me too.
And going, there's no way I'm getting out of this. How does it work, Dawn? Do they like pull you out?
You're strapped to him. And I thought for sure I was just going to hold on to his back and close my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're in the back.
Right.
Obviously.
You're the front.
You
yeah, I knew that.
If you've seen it. So now I have to be the one that falls out first.
Oh my gosh.
I was a nervous wreck, but I got back to the station and my boss goes, did you jump out of a expletive plane today? I said, I did. He goes, did you think about like calling and asking for permission?
Oh,
I said, I didn't. It's Action News, you know. So there's a little, and I said, how did you even know that before I even got back? He goes, your dad called. He thinks you're dead.
That's hilarious.
So, but I'm curious about this because I've talked about this for literally decades that it's on my bucket list, but I'm too chicken to actually do it.
Same
I've never
here.
Actually taken the step
do
to
it.
Get up there and do it.
And I'm going to set you right up because guess what? Next week, we're interviewing this woman who's 85. She's on track to jump 1,000 jumps. She's in the World Hall of Fame for skydivers. Yes, yes. Kim Noor is her name. And we just did the interview, preliminary to get all the notes and stuff. So it's going to be next week. I know you said you have a busy weekend coming up. She's going to jump twice on Saturday,
this
twice
weekend?
On Sunday.
Wow.
In 2 days, she'll do 4 jumps, which puts her over 200 jumps in just like the last 300 days. She's amazing.
How close is she to 1,000?
She's at going to be close to 800, seven something if
so
memory
she's still
serves.
She's got a ways to go, but she's knocking down, 5 a weekend?
That's... She's amazing. And these places are calling, inviting her to come because they want to be part of that mojo. Again, good stuff, leading by example, a widow who is not just, you know, oh, woe is me, I'm 85. No, she's killing it, you know? And so these are the stories I live for.
See
and
Joe Biden
I
jump out of a plane. How do you think that go? Wow, that is amazing.
He may not know.
So Dawn Kendrick, who is here talking about the good stuff and some positive news, kind of walk us into what's happening for this North County soccer reunion.
Yeah. Well, I was raised in Florissant. My roots go way back to Florissant. And I realized that May of this year was going to be 40 years, you guys, since we graduated eighth grade. Okay. The eighth grader, like I went to St. Ferdinand and we were super close, all the CYC games and soccer teams and stuff. And soccer was as much a part of the fabric of our lives more than cotton, even in North County, you know, the fabric of our lives. It just was. Everyone played. And so this Thanksgiving, I took my nephew to a soccer game that Jeff Petruso has done for 22 years, in which he pulls all these old, I say old timers, I would like to call them legends. They're literally
my age. Yeah, there you go.
That's
more respectful, yes.
Right. And they all come back and they have these games and they celebrate the people who've died that year. You know, there were three people this past year who were honored. And it felt like family. I don't know how else to describe it. So I'm like, Jeff, maybe we could do this reunion on a bigger scale. Anyone who has North County roots, come back for the day. We've got Jesse Vaughn, who's an amazing talent, whose mom is from North County. He's recorded in Nashville already. He'll be playing. We have food trucks. The soccer game is going to be the big draw. We have a mass at noon to celebrate our Catholic roots, but everyone's invited. And
I think we have Jeff on the phone, though, also,
okay.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Jeff, are you there? Don's giving out all the information. He's like, wait a second, I'm here, too. I want to talk about this. Jeff Petruso, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me today.
Well, give us some more details on the throwback soccer game and how this all has come together and been successful over the years.
Yeah, before I say that, I want to wish my wife a very happy 27th wedding anniversary.
That's the good stuff.
Hang on. That means that calls for the Flintstones happy anniversary. So you ready?
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
There you go. We had to get that in there.
Nice job, Sue.
I don't think we've ever done that together. That worked pretty well.
Yeah, it did.
I liked it.
Note to self.
Dawn, you could have joined us. Shameful.
Come on, Dawn.
Step up the game, but happy anniversary, Jeff.
Thank you so much. And I can say with confidence we will not be jumping out of any airplanes in tandem to celebrate.
But you will be playing some soccer. So,
yeah, Dawn and I had the opportunity to meet for the first time. I mean, we know everyone growing up in North County, and she always says it's like pulling a string, and we just start talking on Thanksgiving about, you know, this group of individuals. We've come together. You know, we grew up playing for coaches like Pete Sorber and Tim Rooney and, you know, Florissant Valley and 10 national championships. And there are still to this day reunion games that take place in North County. But, you know, by and large, most of us have, you know, moved out to St. Charles. And so the game is organized on Thanksgiving morning in St. Charles County. But Dawn had this great idea of coming back to our roots and allowing everyone to come back home, play a game in Florissant, and, you know, it's really a great opportunity to just support the rich heritage of soccer in North County and then still have a certain element of giving back to the community and supporting Empower North County through our efforts.
So this is going to take place when? In a couple of weeks?
It's 2 weeks from this Sunday, September 22nd. And when he mentions Empower North County, this is the thing. When we say God weaves, now watch him work, our friend Jim Williams, did you know Jim Williams is a producer at KMIZ back in the day? That's where I became friends with him.
I probably knew him, but I don't remember his name.
He still lives in Florissant.
Okay.
We went to church and we had lunch and I'm like, I got to get going. I really want to do this. I told him, boom, he was off and running. He knows so many people. We did the Facebook page and he said, I have a friend who runs this Empower North County. So what they do is they raise money for scholarships so kids who can't afford to play soccer are able to, and they have food drives. It's classic, the good stuff. They see the good in these kids, they see the good in these families, and then they are able to be the good for them. So now we are selling t-shirts. They're getting 100% of the profits from them because Bomarito is sponsoring us.
Bomarito, nice.
Yeah, Bomarito Automotive Group.
Yeah, the jerseys are cool too. You sent a picture
jerseys,
of those. Yeah, they're nice.
Jeff did all of those with Eric Eisen at Sports Print. So there you go, the pulling of the string, and it's just good stuff, and it's stuff we couldn't have scripted. It just keeps happening. Good people getting on board.
So what will who will the rosters include in
Jeff,
a couple of weeks, Jeff?
Take it away.
Yeah, so we're really working hard to get some great names of individuals. I mean, you know, Mike Sorber, the son of Pete Sorber, played in the 1994 World Cup. outstanding player from Aquinas Mercy, and then went on to play at St. Louis University. If Mike's available, he will be there. He's got commitments to St. Louis, Scott Gallagher, and coaching obligations. But, you know, even beyond that, you think about players like Brad Davis or Josh Sargent and Tim Ream. All of their parents grew up playing in North County. So, you know, there's such a rich tradition, and to try to get, you know, Jeff Sargent to come out and be a part of it, you know, would be great. There's other individuals. I think of Don Dallas and the rich winning tradition at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. The field there is named after Don, and his sons, you know, in the community still play. I play with his son Dan every Wednesday night still. So to get Danny to come out would be great and represent his father and all the winning traditions at UMSL. You know, there's other great family names of North County soccer. You think about the Moser brothers, the Hayeses, all of these guys, you know, multiple family members that are all in the St. Louis Soccer Hall of Fame, the Walters. How about the Betchers? Think about Simon Betcher and what he's doing for St. Louis City SC right now, and his family, Bill Betcher, coaching at St. Christopher High grade school all those years. So there's just, the names go on and on. You know, be hard pressed to find any community in, you know, the entire United States that's had a bigger impact on the game of soccer than North County. So yeah, we're excited and hope to have a really good turnout. You know, I could go on and on with names, but
well, let's kind of dialed in on the location. And is there a website that people can find, or a Facebook site or something like that?
On Facebook, North County Reunion, Back to Our Roots. But maybe we could just put some of the information on your webpage. Can we do that?
Well, Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that would require someone to know how to do that. It's well above my pay grade. Let me tell you. Well, closer to the date, we can do that. But
you have to Facebook find someone
on Facebook. But Facebook is easy enough. But what's the time and the location? And we can, by the way, Don, we can kind of promote this a little bit in a couple of weeks, too.
Sure.
But where is it and what time?
It's at the J. Egan Rec Center in Florissant, if you're familiar with the ice skating rink there. And it's 1 to 5 on September 22nd. And the game is actually at 2. But can I say quickly, I have this book in front of me. Look at this awesome book, Soccer Made in St. Louis by Dave Lang. Okay, he locally wrote it because he calls it the history of the game in America's first soccer capital.
Right.
Can I say really quick what he texted? Do
sure.
I have two?
Yeah.
Okay. I said, what kind of tidbits do you have for North County? He said, Pat McBride and Al Trost, two of St. Louis's greatest midfielders in U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame from Norco. Just a couple years apart, St. Philip Neri, home of many great players and U.S. Junior Cup winners, twin sisters Jan and Joan Gettemeyer from St. Blaise, three-time All-Americans on UMSL's team that reached the first two women's college final fours in 81 and 82. And I played in Incarnate. Did you know that?
I don't think I did.
I did. It was the only sport I was pretty decent at. I was terrible at any
I thought
hand.
That was rollerblading.
No. Oh. You remember that.
Yeah,
no,
course.
The Kanga jumpers are the new thing, the Kanga hoppers. But my two best friends played select soccer with me. Chris's dad was the coach. And it's like a string. Jeff already quoted me, but it is like pulling on a string. They're sending in all these pictures
to
this page.
Awesome.
And the page itself is becoming a great celebration of our heritage and our roots.
So, Jeff, you had not met Dawn until last Thanksgiving. Is that what you said?
Just the craziest of coincidences.
And she hasn't stopped talking since, right?
I got paid to talk. Come on.
I got to tease. Hey, you guys have fun with this. Thank you for giving us all the information, Jeff Petruzzo. I appreciate it. Sorry that you had to, you know, make a friendship with Don Kendrick. It'll be worth it in the long run, though, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I have to tease you. Thank you, Jeff. Happy anniversary. All right, take care.
God bless you.
You know I'm going to tease you for sure. But thank you for coming in and doing this because I can tell and you can hear the passion. I think the listeners can hear the passion as well. So good luck with everything. Do you have stuff up on a YouTube channel or anything like that?
I do. Thank you for asking. The Good Stuff with Don Kendrick on YouTube is where you can see, like, the Mark Schmitz interview, Jared's dad. That's our most recent one that's up. And I would be so grateful if y'all would take a look there. And I promise you'll be uplifted, encouraged, and inspired by these stories of these people who are just, again, seeing the good in others and being the good
for
them.
Yeah, we need more of that. We need more of that.
Amen.
But thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have to come and see who is now Auntie Alexa, because you haven't seen her in a while.
Oh my gosh.
You haven't seen her in like a couple of years.
No, I watch her on Facebook growing up. I'm like, please, Lex, would you stop growing up?
She's strong. Like the last time you saw her, she was like skinny. And this swimming from the last year and a half, she's super strong and muscular. And
last time we went kayaking, yeah, and your family packed the whole fancy lunch, and my niece and nephew were looking longingly at it. We had no lunch.
Let me tell you something. Was it like 3 years ago? We go to the Merrimack, and was that your sister-in-law,
the mom
she
of
was
my niece and nephew?
Miserable because they kept saying, "When is this over?" And we just kept going.
The worst day ever, Brady said. And I was supposed to be family
bonding.
Someone
got stung by a bee.
And like in 5 minutes in, Bella got stung by a bee and hit herself in the face with the oar, so she was bleeding.
Yeah. Oh my!
And it was hot.
Alexa and Becky and I are in the other canoe. We're kind of just laughing because it was. If you didn't laugh, you would cry. And I felt sorry for you guys. But Dawn, great to see you. Thank you for coming
in.
And we'll
talk
soon. I love
you, my friend. God bless you.
We got Matt Pauly from the stadium coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.